This is Neil Chayette looking at the law. If you give a get, sometimes what you get is not what you meant to give. And in case you didn't quite get that, let me explain. A get is a Jewish divorce document written in Hebrew that usually accompanies a civil divorce, and without a get, an observant Jewish woman can't get married again and can't even date. And the power to give a get lies exclusively with the husband. Razi sued David for divorce and asked for a get. David answered he'd already given Razi a get, but she claimed while it was true she got a get, she didn't get what she should have gotten in the get. And what's more, she claimed David told her he'd never give her a get unless he got everything he wanted in return. She also claimed that when her rabbi met with his rabbi to draw up the get, it was all discussed in Hebrew and she didn't understand what she was getting in the get. She claimed she signed because she was petrified at the prospect of never getting a get. Well, the court decided that David abused his power and Razi should have a chance to get a better get. The moral to this story, when you give a get, the get you give has got to be fair. If it isn't, forget it. This is Neil Chayette looking at the law for CBS News, and for podcasts, go to lookingatthelaw.com.